So, I mean, by this time you're only in your about 32.
Yes.
What were your impressions, Jim, the first time you came to a council meeting? And we're still in Bloomsbury Square, of course.
I was president in Bloomsbury Square.
Of course you were. Yes, of course you were. Tell me what it was like.
I missed F.W. Adam. Mm. I mean, I knew him. I heard wonderful stories about him. In all things, John, you know that the people who've gone before always appear giant. But, you know, the people like Tristram, Brocklehurst and Steinman and Tiny Heseltine, they were huge guys. They really were. They were so dominant. They'd been there for so long. They impressed me enormously.
You're standing on the shoulders of giants, as
yes,
they say.
Yes, yeah. I really felt that. Mm. And the sense of occasion that that building had, when you looked at it, the council tables were not really very nice. They were sort of Regency. But the ceiling was absolutely gorgeous, and the drapes were gorgeous. And it was a very close room. It was a very immediate room. You weren't far away from everyone, but there was room for everyone. And there was a very, very proper, respect for the occasion. Lewis had just come into it. It didn't take very long for Desmond to develop particular consciousness of what the past is. And I mean, I often think of Desmond when I think of Edmund Burke's statement that, I think it's true for pharmacy, I have to say, no nation knows who it is unless it recognises its ancestors. I mean, Desmond would frequently go over history. Sometimes he was very boring. So often he actually got you on the right line because he made you realise where you're coming from. And that is important in all things. And that was what impressed me enormously, this organisation that had been there for so long. And even now, I mean, I was just speaking to Doug Simpson this morning. Everything is happening in pharmacy. They're shooting all ways. There are people doing this. And the one constant through everything is the Pharmaceutical Society. It is the one constant. Organisations come and go. Responsibilities come and go. Governments come and go. It's gone to Edinburgh, as far as we're concerned, to some extent. And yet, the Pharmaceutical Society is still there. And it's that awareness of where it's coming from. I could believe that Jacob Bell walked these corridors in Bloomsbury. I really could. In fact, I heard him when I was in my office as president. I heard him.
They used to say that Glyn Jones did as well. Didn't
well,
they?
Yes. Yeah. It was a very creaky place. The stairs were gorgeous. The committee rooms weren't very good, but the council room, the hall. Can you imagine the pleasure of presenting your father with a fellowship certificate? I mean, that was just out of this world.
Yeah.
It really was. It really took you back to seeing what it's about. What are you about? What is he about? What is society about? What's it recognising? You know, it's just recognising continuous endeavour over a long period.
And so you, as a young man in his 30s, walking into this environment at Bloomsbury Square, it must have been a little bit overawed at first,
yes,
with all the great figures of the day.
Yes. And I was very, very impressed